Congress has not reauthorized three small federal agencies since 2007, but the Office of Special Counsel, Merit Systems Protection Board, and the Office of Government Ethics don't have a clear reason why. All three agencies are asking for Congress to consider the reauthorization and a few recommendations that they say will help them handle a growing number of cases. More on that now from Federal News Radio reporter Nicole Agresco.
Without a direct authorization, the Office of Special Counsel, Merit Systems Protection Board, and Office of Government Ethics have relied on annual appropriations for the past 8 years. And no one is sure why. The Merit Systems Protection Board and Office of Special Counsel are each asking for a 5-year reauthorization that would carry them through fiscal 2020. The Office of Government Ethics is asking for 7 years. That would carry them through a busy presidential election season to the year 2022. Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly is the ranking member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on Government Operations. Here's Connolly with each of the leaders of the three agencies.
Chairman Grumman, why has it taken 8 years to get to the point where we're hopefully going to consider reauthorization?
There was an attempt previously to do so. It just sort of fell off the wagon, I guess, and it was forgotten.
Fell off the wagon?
Not Congress fell. It just never came to fruition, if you will.
Director Shaw, same question. From your perspective.
I don't actually have an answer for that. We have not had an authorization hearing since 2006. That's right. It ran out at the end of 2007. We have requested that from time to time, so I'm very pleased that you're holding the hearing this year, and we're thankful for being here.
Well, we didn't rush into it. We have 2.5 days left in this session, but all right. Special Counsel Lerner, your perspective.
When I was nominated to be special counsel in 2011, I was told that the agency hadn't been reauthorized in a few years, and frankly, it gave me a little bit of pause to take the job because not knowing whether the agency was, you know, going to be around. But I was assured that it would be. We just needed to have a reauthorization process started, and it's something that we've been asking for periodically since I became special counsel.
Even with that frustration, though, members of the committee offered no concrete timeline for when such reauthorizations might happen. But before they can focus specifically on reauthorizing them, Congress wants to tweak some pieces of legislation that impact each agency. In some cases, the agencies agreed. The Office of Special Counsel, for example, wants the authority to gain access to some privileged information at agencies more easily. OSC Special Counsel Carolyn Lerner says she's looking for the kind of authority inspectors general have when they do an investigation. She's also asking that Congress give OSC more authority to ensure agencies are correcting whistleblower claims. And she wants Congress to get rid of OSC's annual survey requirement. Lerner says only 10% of federal employees who went to OSC for help filled out a survey asking how well the agency did. 9 out of 199 respondents say they got the result they wanted from OSC in 2014. Lerner says the survey is unnecessary work. Mark Meadows is the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on Government Operations. Here's Meadows with Lerner.
It's not statistically significant if we're only getting a 10% response rate.
Well, statistically, some would argue the contrary in terms of that response rate, but in terms of what you do with that, here's what I would ask for. If you would get us the survey that you're talking about, obviously what has happened historically and what has not happened historically with that. If you get that to committee, and we'll look at that as we look at the reauthorization. I'm one that, you know, if you're just doing busy work, I'm all for streamlining. I think that was in your testimony about streamlining some of that. I'll be glad to look at that.
All three leaders of these agencies say their employees have more work to do now than ever before, and they found ways to streamline their operations to get it all done. OSC has 135 employees on staff. It received and resolved 6,000 cases in 2015. The workload is 55% higher than it was when Lerner took office in 2011. The Merit Systems Protection Board has been busy, too. Susan Sway Grunman is the chairwoman of MSPB.
During the last 4 fiscal years, our agency has issued over 61,000 decisions. Over 54,000 of them were issued by our 65 administrative judges. The other over 6,200 were issued by the 3 now 2 board members in headquarters. Our numbers are staggering, due largely to, as you say, the 32,000 furlough appeals we received during the summer of 2013 as a result of sequestration budget cuts. In a normal fiscal year, our agency processes about 6,000 to 7,000 in the regions and about 700 to 800 in headquarters. The last 2 years have been anything but normal, with a workload 5 times a regular fiscal year.
To date, Grundman says her agency has finished about 97% of its furlough cases. Meanwhile, the Office of Government Ethics independently reviews financial disclosures for politically appointed and Senate-confirmed federal employees and the presidential candidates. Walter Schaub is the director of OGE. He says his agency has already started transition preparations for the 2016 presidential election. Jason Chaffetz is chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. He took issue, though, with a few specific past examples that OGE had been involved in, particularly surrounding financial reports from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. He questioned OGE's entire operation. Here's Chaffetz with Office of Government Ethics Director Schaub.
You shuffle paperwork, there's no consequence. There's no accountability. There's no review and there's no investigations. Why do we need you? If the law's crystal clear, if you're an agent, you don't have to disclose. If you're not an agent, you do have to disclose. Your name's on the foundation, and yet they weren't disclosed. Does that really add up to you?
So I don't think we just push paper. The work of reviewing these financial disclosures.
What do you do when you review it?
Intensive.
Is there an analysis?
There is an intensive analysis of every non.
And where is the conclusion of that analysis?
The conclusion is the certification by the director of the Office of Government Ethics or the chair of the Senate Ethics Committee or the chair of the House.
In the price case of a presidential candidate, do you certify something?
I certify the reports, and I can tell you there isn't a major party candidate whose reports we didn't require substantive changes on.
Meadows says he'll look into making tweaks to legislation that would go with each agency's reauthorization. He also says he'll focus on the Office of Special Counsel and Office of Government Ethics. Connolly will take the lead on the Merit Systems Protection Board. In Washington, Nicole Ogrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Nicole's story is online now at federalnewsradio.com.